Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to the Creator Spotlight, the interview portion of the Spotlight. I am Steven Jensen, as always, with Jeremy Lambert, and we have joining us once again, how many times is this? I think four times now. Four times. Got Jumpin' Johnny Mosley, a.k.a. Mose, a.k.a. John Mosley. He is the promoter behind KOBK, Killer Be Killed. They just had Sold Out, too. We're going to talk about that. Also been doing a lot of commentating, doing a lot of stuff in the world of independent wrestling, and a guy that is a friend of mine, IRL from Nashville, my days living there. So always good to have Mose on the show. How you doing, man?
Good, man. I was telling Jeremy, literally just got in. We stayed an extra day in Bama, like got home just in time to talk to you cats. Tired, but man, it was a really, really good weekend. Sold Out too, went really well. Just been good times, man. It's been a good start to the year.
Hell yeah, man. I don't even know where to start because you have just really in just last few weeks, we've had KOBK Sold Out too. Big action wrestling show where Adam Priest regained the action wrestling championship from Anthony Henry. We had you on the call for multiple matches at these GCW shows that were crossover events with New South. And I know you have history in that company. So like, I don't even know where to start on this thing. Jeremy, I guess I'll let you start off with kind of what's on top of your mind. Cause I can really go anywhere as far as all that stuff I just mentioned. So
I want to talk a little bit about the Sold Out 2 show. Mose and I were talking off air and I told him I checked it out, watched it today. And first off, I love the venue, the Cobra venue. It is just a bar and it's basically bar fights, but in a wrestling manner. It's not just throwing punches and everything. They're fighting outside at some points. There's like a karaoke stage that they're fighting off of. It is fantastic. And I was telling you, like, it's very much up my alley of it's not over the top deathmatch stuff, which sometimes can like turn me off and everything. And matches are a nice condensed. It's like 10 minute matches. The show was like over in an hour and a half. I was like, oh, this is so digestible. I need more of this in wrestling. You could do it in a ring, everybody, but like, I need more of this in wrestling. Just like hour and a half, 2 hour wrestling shows. Every match is, I like 12 to 18. This was less than 10. Like it was such a digestible show. And I just want to say thank you for that. but my question was how did like getting the Cobra come together? Because you'd run the Sold Out show before, and that was at TWE. That was when you had the mishap with the ring. This time it was a planned, okay, we're going to do no ring and we're going to do it at the Cobra.
Yeah. Everyone loved that first show so much. Like, that I was nervous to run a show with a ring. Literally fans messaging me, telling me like every show needs to be that way. And like, I can't do that. You know, I love that style. I still love all styles of wrestling, but like, you know, I want a ring. Like I want a ring most of the time. Fuck. I didn't know what to tell them. I just said like, we're going to do it again. That was always the plan. We're going to do it in December because our first show is December 18th. 2021, we wanted to do the 1 year anniversary, but as everyone that watches IWTV or anywhere knows, the TWE arena is hard to book these days. That thing is stacked up with multiple promotions. So we couldn't do it in December, had to push it to January, and the Cobra came together mainly because of Hardway Heater. I have to give Hardway Heater all the credit on that. Like, the idea of us running in Nashville felt like a years down the road kind of thing, just because, like Jensen said, man, like, to me, like, Nashville is such an important part of, like, my love of independent wrestling, because I fell back in love with wrestling in Nashville at Southern Underground Pro at a bar, having a few drinks. So it was a down the road goal, but we lucked out. Heater is really tight with a couple people at the Cobra. They were very open to us kind of doing whatever we wanted. Like, I think the only rules we had were, there was stuff on the walls that were like kind of artsy, like, don't mess that up, and don't go through our stage. So we had a, you know, only three people were allowed to bump on that stage, and they were Billy Starks, Sean Campbell, and Adam Priest. Anyone else was told don't do it. it was really easy. Like, I have to shout out the Cobra. Like, I really do. They've made it so easy, honestly. The only, it wasn't even a hurdle, but the only kind of like, uh-oh moment was the guy running sound for us had no idea. He had no idea. He just thought it was a show. Like, he assumed band. So he gets there and it's us, you know, setting doors over here and got tacks. Like, and he comes up to me and he just says, you know, he had a couple, like, on the stage, it progressively got more. It went from like, do I need to move this? And I'm going, do you like it? Is it important to you? Then you should move it. Cause I can tell these people to not do this, but one of them might do it. Like, that's just how wrestlers are. You tell them no, someone's going to say, I'm going to do that. So we eventually got the carpet. He asked me, the funniest thing was, he goes, are there going to be any fluids? And I kind of was like, well, blood, like, there will be blood. And he goes, will it be spit anywhere? And I'm like, I don't think so, man. But, like, I don't carry off as a psycho. Like, I don't know. And he said, should I move these carpet? Like, they had, like, cool little carpets down on the stage. And I was like, yeah, you should. I got help. We can help you do it. But we had a couple of naysayers that first little bit. A couple like, oh, he's a wrestler. This is wrestling crap. And then by like the third match, man, people were into it. The same sound guy after the show was like, man, I wish I could have hung out more. So I got to thank the Cobra big time. They let us do whatever we want. Glass was cool, obviously. Like, blood was, they were, I mean, I was expecting to have a list of, we can't do this. And they were cool with everything. They wanted us to run a longer show. I told Jeremy that, you know, the guy thought every wrestling show went 3 hours. He was like, we'll be here three and a half hours, right? And we're like, no. So that went really well, and they want us back, and we're going to go back. We'll be back there probably before summer. We've got our tournament coming up, as we talked about. I'd like to do that all in a ring, but if we have to do some no-ring tournament matches, we may. Just got a lot of stuff going on right now in the KOBK Fed world. So, and good things, thankfully. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, one more time for the Cobra. Like, I can't thank them enough for letting us just run wild for a couple hours.
Dude, yeah, I mean, the show came off great. I watched, I actually watched it through twice.
Thank you.
I recently, shout out to, I'm so late on this, but I recently got a Roku, and it's made it so much easier for me to watch IWTV and Fight Plus. Like, just same. Clicking just with that one remote, it's so simple. So I used to do, you know, the HDMI to my computer and all that stuff, just to, you know, get my screen on there and stuff. I watched the show all the way through. And then I watched it a second time, actually, while I was working today. I had it on like in the background while I was getting some work done. And it was funny because like the way that the show started off, obviously, was like really sentimental. And I want to talk to you about that here in a second. But dude, like Adam Priest coming out there, and within seconds, someone yells out, "Adam Priest sucks ass," And Adam Priest, with a microphone in his hand, immediately responds without hesitation, "Your mom sucks ass." And I lost it because he said it with such, he like said it with his chest, you know, like I was just like dead serious and just like, oh, that was so funny. I mean, Adam Priest, what a year that guy has had.
Right.
It was great to see him on that. He's just everywhere right now.
Yeah.
And that all kind of ties together with kind of what I wanted to ask you about to start off the KOBK 2 show. You have, you know, your crew up there, up on the stage with you. Brett Eisen is basically about to cut a promo about, you know, thanking the fans for, you know, being there at the show and supporting KOBK. And Priest cuts him off. And Brett and Priest have a match right there on the spot. I had no idea that Brett was going to be wrestling because he just doesn't really wrestle that often anymore. So that was really cool to see him make, you know, kind of like a rare appearance right now. Mm-hmm. Have that match with Priest at a show that, obviously, for people who don't know, Brett's essentially, you know, the leader of KOBK, the guy who kind of started the whole group, right? So like, and a guy that I feel a lot of the same way about as you, as far as like, when I got really into Southern Underground Pro, when that promotion started, I was like 1 foot in, 1 foot out too, because so much of the wrestling I liked just wasn't available anymore. And stuff like NXT was like really keeping me in it. But, you know, I was looking for something different. And Brett being a big part of that company, and in my opinion, the most important champion they've ever had, like his title run, I think, was like the most important run that they've had. So It was really, it's just always cool to see that guy out there doing his thing. I know he means a lot to you and in everything that y'all do with KOBK. So I guess, what was it like to be able to get him to wrestle on this show, your relationship with him, KOBK in general, and putting that match with Priest together, like all that, if you can kind of speak on all of that.
Yeah, absolutely, man. More than happy to always talk about Brett Eisen. Yeah, KOBK formed around him. Like, he is the core of it. It was me and him in a car. Proud to say, I guess we love Sons of Anarchy, so we always kind of like talk to ourselves and kind of that lingo, and it's like, you know, we're the first two. Something I'm very proud of, something that literally, you know, to see it come from an idea we had in a car on the way to New Jersey to now we've ran, you know, 4 shows, and you're seeing Hardway Heater everywhere, you're seeing, you know, Sean Campbell pop up more and more. Obviously, Akira signed to MLW now. Like, it's really crazy in a way. Like, it's hard to put into words, because it does. It's something that is so genuine, so organic. You know, we're not put together by promoter. You know, we don't just see each other on shows. Like, I talk to those guys every single day. So it was something that, I'm not going to say Brett, obviously he had to miss our third show. So I don't think Brett, you know, I'm not going to say he'll be on every show just because his body is beat up. You know, he's been in this business off and on since he was like, I want to say like 16, 17, he's 34. So like half his life, you know, he took some time off to go do music. He doesn't claim all those years, but you know, he's been around it for that long. And even in music, right, you know, you're touring and just, he's beat his body up so bad his whole life. But that match honestly came together, and I'm not going to, you know, BS you guys. It at the Cobra. We were at the Cobra maybe 2 weeks before the show, maybe like, I mean, literally like maybe even 10 days, like less than 2 weeks. And we were going over everything and what we thought. And I had Priest booked, and I didn't have, like, I was like, I don't have an opponent for him. Like, my original plan was I was going to have Priest come out, and we would do something with it. I'd figure it out later. And Brett just flat out said, do you want me to do something with him? And I'm like, absolutely, please. Like, what do I got to, you know, absolutely. So that all came together at the Cobra so quick. I messaged Priest that night and he didn't believe me. He said, what did he say? I messaged him and said, hey man, you know, what if you have a match with Brett? And he's like, are you messing with me? I said, no. Brett Eisen, yes. You messing with me? No. He wants in. So it was really easy, man. It was, and it was something that meant a lot. I think I always wanted, Brett was always going to be there. I always wanted him to say something, but like you mentioned, to open that show with Brett, who means so much to Nashville wrestling, to Tennessee wrestling, and in my opinion, someone that the South as a whole may not ever appreciate as much as they should, because the history of AC Mack, we know how much AC Mack means to independent wrestling. We know that. You cannot talk about AC Mack without Bret Eisen. You can't. Like, Bret Eisen helped make him a killer, straight up, you know. And that's something that the winner is always going to get, you know, the love and admiration. But I can't – those matches evolved AC Mack into – he was always a great talent, but it was something different. He could go in there with the baddest of the bad and not just hold his own, but come out on top. So I think, again, Bret Eisen's a name that should mean more in the South. I know he does mean something, but he's just so important. So having him open the show, having that match, like you said, Priest is one of the best on the planet right now. He just beat Tony Deppen a couple nights ago, right? Like that. I mean,
clean with that DDT.
Yes, yes. I mean, I was shocked. He hit that DDT, and I immediately was like, "Well, Deppen will, you know, Deppen will kick out of it." I was so proud of him. That was such a great match. So to have them open, that was really it was something that's special to me, because those are, like, you know, Bret, like you said, Bret's my brother. Adam is one of my best friends that I've made and met through wrestling these last couple of years. I mean, I talk to him probably once a week, sometimes more, just kind of, you know, BSing around. So that was really cool. I mean, it really was. That whole show was really easy because of the talent. I think it's always important to book. You just want to book good talent. I know it sounds stupid, but you both watch enough wrestling. You know, not every promoter listens to that rule. And that's okay. Every show's, you know, different, but book good talent. And I let them go. Like, I told them, do it.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What you want, you know, don't do anything dumb on the stage unless you're those three people was my main rule. Like, and they, man, they crushed it. The Kerry Awful Derek Neal match was, I've heard so many people talk about, like, you know, how brutal that match was. Sawyer and Billy was kind of the same way. I think I booked that match like 8 days, like a week before it just kind of happened.
And they ran that back on GCW like a couple days later.
Yeah, I literally talked to Sawyer about that, and she goes, they were on the way, I think, to the bar, and they got the message like, yo, here's the graphic. And they were like, okay. And that was, and I got to call that match. So I got to be on the call for both those matches like a week apart to the day, I think. Yeah, Saturday to Saturday maybe. So it was really cool, man. That whole show is something I'm really proud of. I'm proud of everything, but those last two shows, like, I think Die Young is maybe the best wrestling show for sure we've put on, like, you know, just wrestling. But then this last show, maybe our best show, period, because, again, I'm proud of that time. 1 hour, 16 minutes. 1 hour, 16 minutes, start to finish on IWTV. We're still telling stories that SOB Nick Iggy showed up. We've got some stuff coming up with him. Obviously, him and Hoodfoot will be wrestling in our first round. Yeah, I'm really proud of that. Really thankful for Bret because, man, at the end of the day, like, Bret's the reason I'm anything in this business. I met him at the first – no, I hit that back. I didn't meet him. The first show I went to out of college to work at, I edited and did commentary and filmed. I mean, I did everything. the first week I was there, I didn't talk to him. He scared me. I just said hi. But the next week we hit it off talking about MMA, and because of him, like, I've gotten in other doors and I've gotten be around and learn all this stuff, man. Like, I've only been around wrestling since 2017, but I feel like I've gotten so much knowledge because of him, because of Kerry. I'm very honored that my whole story or whatever in wrestling will always be linked to Brett.
No, one more person that before, and Jeremy, I'll let you get the next question. And I had to piggyback off of this because someone that I think about when I think about Brett Eisen, I feel like is synonymous with that person for a lot of reasons, is Righteous Jesse. Yep. And Righteous Jesse was a part of the show doing some commentary, doing some ring announcing. So I want to give him a shout out. Righteous Jesse, a guy that means a lot. I mean, without him, there's no Southern Underground Pro. Without Southern Underground Pro, there's no rise of Brett Eisen like we're talking about. Without that, there's no you and him meeting. There's no KOBK. Like, I just, you know, and also I'll say this as well. And I wish it never ended. Shout out, people need to go back in the Wayback Machine and and find these podcasts. I'm sure they're still available on like iTunes or wherever. Kick Out of Two podcast with Righteous Jesse,
yes,
the Wilt Man, was the best independent wrestling podcast ever. And I think people should go listen to that if they missed it. It was like a moment in time where I wish those guys were still doing that. So I want to give a shout out to Jesse, because he's a guy we don't really talk about too much. Because he's really stepped away. I know he does Danger Zone. Shout out Danger Zone Video.
Danger Zone
Video. I'll give you a plug for Danger Zone Video right here on Fightful. So, what was it like to have him as a part of the show too?
Yeah, it felt right. It just felt right. I mean, I can't think of a better word. That was another thing that I talked to him about that the night before. Like, he told me he was going to come hang out. And so the night before we went, I hadn't been able to check out Danger Zone yet. So I went and I bought a movie. I bought Highlander, the Mondo Steelbook. He gave me a good deal. And I just, you know, hey, you're going to come hang out. Would you feel like doing anything? Of course, I would, you know, whatever you need. So he ring announced for Hardway Heater and Hoodfoot. And Jesse and Heater are super close. Like, they're like, you know, they're like tight as it gets. So I know that meant a lot to Jesse. And then he called a couple matches with me, which that meant a lot to me. I think me and Jesse as a commentary team are really good.
I agree.
Right. We know each other well. We play off each other well. We don't have an ego with each other. I would love to call more matches with him. I know he really just kind of does ETU, which that's a fire show, and I'm happy he has that. I know a goal for Jesse was always to, you know, get a, you know, be flown in for a show, and now he gets flown in all the time. So
expect the unexpected, by the way, for people wondering.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah. Expect the unexpected on IWTV. Definitely check them out. Great company. But it was. It felt. I just in hindsight, I don't think it wouldn't have been as special without Brett and Jesse both. And you know, me and Jesse had a really cool moment after the show, because like you, man. Like, you know, when I think of wrestling, even now, all the crazy stuff I've seen, I still think of Righteous Jesse screaming in a mic, Brett Eisen coming out to either Hail Mary or Suicide Boys. And, you know, that's wrestling to me. That fight, you know, they had Achy Breaky Hartford sup was just the nastiest, grossest, like, dog collar matches that the dog collar's off, 20 seconds in, and they still, like, meet those expectations. So, yeah, it was really kind of crazy looking back on it, how it all fell that way. But there's nothing. And that's where stuff started, right? Was the Cobra. So
yeah,
just a lot of stuff kind of came together that night. And it's something that's like, even now, we've hit each other up and been like, that happened. That was cool. We were able to do it. And now everyone hopefully enjoys it on the IWTV.
You mentioned Sons of Anarchy, and yeah. I'm going to ask, are you and Brett Jackson Opie? Is that a good comparison?
That's a great question. That's a show where like we've talked about it so much of like who's who, and like I think what's funny is like Jesse and Brett are more kind of Jackson Opie, like, because they've known each other. Yeah, they've known each other since they were like, man, I don't even like 12.
Yeah, they're like backyard wrestlers together.
Yeah, kids. I mean, yeah, they train together. Yeah. Like, they've known each other their whole lives. So I definitely see that. We're more TMNT is our thing. Like, yeah. I'm Raphael. He's Leonardo. He's
okay.
We used to there both. We both were Raphael growing up. The bread is way more calm and collected. People won't believe that, but I'm of everybody in KOBK, I'm the hothead most of the time. So yeah, I'm Raphael. He's Leonardo. But we do, like, we talk Sons of Anarchy, bro. That's a show we talk about all the time. Like, that's our thing, man. Is we clicked over MMA, but it's like we pop culture movies. I mean, you know, me and Brett talk every day, but I would say 6 days a week, it's more about like, oh, have you watched A Man Apart in a while? Because it's awesome. Oh yeah, I love that. Like, that's, it's very just like bro talk. But yeah, we're big. So Brett Eisen, he's had a hot take. He says Mayans might be better than SOA, which he got me on Mayans and it rules. So we'll see if it ends well. It's kind of like Better Call Saul, the kind of thing. Like, man, right. what came second may end up being better, you know, on the whole.
I couldn't get into Mayans, and maybe I probably didn't give it a fair shot because
it was
different period of my life. Yep. And now I just have less time to watch stuff. I really enjoyed Sons of Anarchy though. That's a great show for anybody who has not checked it out. But Mayans is something that, like, I watched the first few episodes and I'm like, not really for me right now. So maybe I'll have to jump back into that.
I did too. I quit it. And he was like, bro, you gotta go, you know, you gotta go back. Cause it's one of those, if you can get kind of those first few episodes and then like get through the first season, which I know it's, people hate hearing that, but like second season on, man, it is top notch, no joke.
All right, I'll give it a shot. I got like 1800 things to watch on my watch list.
I'm trying to watch like three things on Hulu, and right now I'm like, you know what, I'll just watch True Detective again.
The Bear, if you're on Hulu, oh man, The Bear, yeah, that's a show right there. Okay, all right, I gotta ask this. Dave Prazak,
please.
He did a moonsault.
Oh yeah, he did. You were on the call. Did. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He did a moonsault. Like, what is happening in this moment? Why is this man doing this?
Dude, this is right after referee Jesse Fields out of nowhere stops Cole Radrick from doing a dive and does his own tope suicida to the outside. I mean, that was that dude. That the New South versus GCW like team versus team match ruled
like that was something, man. Like, seeing those, what, I feel like 30 people, it was a 6-on-6, I think, so 12, yeah, it was 12 people, man. That was a nuts match. And it was you know, he had told me earlier in the day, Dave was like, it's been 20 years since I've done a moonsault, and I'm like, like, that was all he said. So I'm just like, like, it's a weird fact I know about you now, Dave. And then sure enough, as it's happening, I'm just like, oh my God, this is happening right now. And like, yeah, I'm right here. And then he's the GOAT, bro. He does a moonsault and he's back in time to call the instant replay on his moonsault. I'm just like, Dave, you gotta say something. And all he said was like, it was better 20 years ago.
yeah.
It was tight, man. Like, that's, GCW is the coolest. Like, it is. It's the coolest place. I mean, I love getting to do what I do, but just being around Dave Prazak and like drinking, you know, had a couple beers with Dave Prazak, and like, I look over there and you've got Jordan Oliver, who's, you know, one of my favorite wrestlers, and been lucky enough to get to know him and like get to chit chat with him. And then it's just like, it's such a great atmosphere. Like, not every locker room I've been around has the same want and love for one another like GCW does. So anytime I get to be in that locker room, it's super dope. Yeah, I get to chit chat and hang out with Dave. I think Dave Prazak likes me, and it's like, it's so weird because, you know, obviously rest in peace Jay Briscoe, with everything that's gone on the last couple of weeks, I've watched a lot of old, you know, Briscoe matches, and Dave's on the call, and it's just like, I know him, like, I talk to him, and we talk about dumb wrestling stuff. But yeah, he busted out a sick moonsault from the second. Shout out that crew, like you were saying, Jensen. Shout out the New South crew. Like, those guys tore it down. They really, really absolutely tore it down. I couldn't be more proud of the New South locker room after that weekend as a whole, man. They you know, that's a big stage, and you whiff on it, everyone's going to know, and they did a great job.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of talent that we're obviously really familiar with, and talent that you, I mean, full disclosure, Moz was a longtime commentator for New South, so
he's
super familiar with the people in this company we're talking about. But so they're people we're super familiar with, but in my opinion, a lot of names and talents that are really under the radar in the grand scheme of things. And so it was really cool seeing guys like Cabana Man Dan and, you know, Hunter Drake. And I mean, so many, Kenzie Page, even to a degree. I know she, you know, she has had exposure, but like, it's cool. Like her versus Billy Starks, I thought was real. I thought Billy won the damn thing. I was like, y'all really got me. Kenzie Page isn't a good example, is under the radar, but as far as like, I thought felt really, really good in the show. And I liked the match with her and Billy. But man, it was cool with Tyler Franks. Like, I remember Tyler Chris Franks and Hunter Drake when they were a team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Talladega Nights. Yeah. Yep. I mean, like, so it's just wild. Donnie Primetime being Donnie Primetime again. Like,
Primetime's back.
The Carnies reunited, you know? Yep. Like, yep. I mean, so it was
infrared,
a really.
Bro.
Oh, yeah. Infrared, of course.
Talon Matrix, Logan James. Bro.
Dude. And that's something, dude. The Mito Extremo and Ciclope, the two of them, I didn't realize even until like myself until recently how good they are in the ring because they do death matches so often that like I see them do a lot of the same type of stuff, which isn't necessarily bad. You know, I like their death matches as well. But when I saw them recently against Infrared and against East West Express, I was like, oh damn, like they can like really just go and just tag team matches, like, you know. And those shows were a ton of fun. It was really cool seeing the talent, as you mentioned, for finally getting, I feel like we saw a lot of people getting a lot more love. You mentioned Chris Kronk as well,
Kevin Ryan
Toon. Of course. Yeah man.
Braden Toon's a real seeker of the South still. He's young. I think he's like 22, 23, but he's been wrestling since he was like 14. And he shined, I thought, in that 12 man. So he's one I'd like to see get a shot. I mean, that whole crew, you know, that whole New South team, put them in a GCW scramble somewhere else, man. Let them go.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. We're missing people too. Brandon Williams.
Brandon, I feel bad for him. He got hurt Saturday night in that scramble. He was supposed to wrestle Deppen. Yeah, we legit thought he broke his like foot. Saturday night, I was talking to him as they like were like putting this brace thing on. It was bad. Like, I was nervous. Like, this guy has a broken foot, but I think it's not as bad as we thought. He's going to be out just a little bit. I think they've even announced maybe he's going to be in Haas maybe for New South this year. So he's going to be able to bounce back quicker, but. Yeah, Brandon Williams, without a doubt, one that it hurts my heart he didn't get that Deppen match, because as we know, you know, Tony Deppen, he's the gatekeeper for GCW for sure, but he's a measuring stick for you as an independent wrestler as a.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Whole So hopefully Brandon gets that back. I know they announced they're going to be back in Bama in June. So fingers crossed on that.
Yeah. You know, also just this came to mind also during the Take a Picture event, because Cabana Man Dan wrestled Blake Christian. Then a couple matches later, Marco Stunt wrestled Action Mike Jackson. And I was like, reunite, they might be giants. Maybe, hopefully, one day.
Maybe.
I want to see it. I want to see
It could happen. I know they both would be down for it.
Yeah, there's that. And then there was also a big callback. You retweeted it. But we had the Carnies versus Bussy. And we had a throwback to the Love versus Love match, a classic Supgraps match, Southern Underground Pro. Go and seek that out from years ago. Nick Iggy versus Effie. There were some callbacks to that match, for some real deep cuts for the Sup crowd that played out years later in this GCW show. And you were there on the call. So I was like, this is just because me and you were watching that match as fans together in Nashville. So, yeah.
That was a cool, you mentioned the New South. Like, I worked for New South for over a year. That's been over a year ago now. It's wild to say. I think my last show for them was maybe like August, September 21. But I did, I was there for, man, over a year. I love that locker room. So to come back and, like you said, to call some matches, you know, because I love Tyler and Logan. I mean, I have so much love for those two as humans. So to be on the call for that match, be on the call for the Carnies, Kerry Awful has been there, man. Like, my first outside of that little promotion in my hometown that I worked at, Strata College, the first thing I did wrestling, I ran camera for Kerry at those Crux Tuesday night Twitter fights. I did that a little bit.
Yeah,
worked my way up. I think the last or second to last one, I did commentary. So, like, it felt like a big weekend for me of, like, all this stuff kind of coming together. And then, of course, being on GCW, something I didn't think a year ago, I didn't think I'd ever be, you know, get the call up to Game Changers. So it was really cool, man. And it's something that, like, I got to share that with a lot of people that mean something to me in real life, which makes it always so much sweeter.
I want to ask about, because I've gotten messages about this when I'm trying to do my best to promote the indies as best I can on Fightful, do results and things like that. And Paul Cade, you're going to be on the call for Paul Cade. And like, a bunch of people have messaged me of like, promote this. It's in April. Like, what can you tell us about Paul Cade?
Paul Cade is a awesome show where all the profits go to, I want to say, I don't want to get the county wrong, but it's an animal shelter up in Indiana. We all just come together. It's Chad French. He's the one that puts it on. He works for Paradigm. He refs for them, or not refs. Excuse me. He's like a judge, UWFI judge for them. He does commentary in the Midwest and stuff too. So Chad put this on. I believe this is the third or fourth Paulcade that he's put on. And it's just something where so many people come together to A, have fun, B, you know, to make some money for these animals, and C, just kind of put on something a little different. I know this show, we've got some crazy triple threats. I know Mance Warner is going to be there. I think Chad might be in a death match. Like, he may be himself. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm looking at the card. I think they're billing it as an Albany street fight is what they're calling it. Yeah. A new Albany street fight. Chad against fight. Daniel Luck.
Yeah. Big D. So we'll have that. It's a really cool atmosphere. It happened. I want to say it's the same place. It's at these fairgrounds. So last year was my first Paulcade. It was when Heater was hurt. So me and Heater actually did commentary for it. And I show up, and it is, man, like, we're just in like a horse stall. They put the ring right up there. It's a show unlike any other, and again, it goes to a great cause. Chad puts a lot of himself into it. I'll be on the call with Nick Manawa. It's going to be a really good time. I want to say they usually get it up pretty quick on IWTV. I would say within a couple weeks it'll be up. But yeah, if any chance anyone listening can make it up to Salem, Indiana, that it, but like on that date. It'd be really cool. You're gonna have a fun show, but again, you're helping out needy animals, which, what's better than that?
It's April 25th by the way, if yes. I got my Roman numerals April 25th. Correct, because I'm terrible with Roman numerals. It's April 10th or April 25th, geez, in New Albany, Indiana. But yeah,
they didn't make a Rocky 25, so I don't know.
exactly. People have hit me up of like, hey, can you promote this? Can you promote this? And like, I'm happy to do it. But usually people are like, hey, can you promote this like a week out type of thing? And this is all the way in April, and people are like, hey, I really want to get. I'm like, all right, cool. And I saw you were on the call for it. I was like, okay, let's talk about this. And I'm wrong. It's April 15th. I was wrong with my Roman numerals.
Okay.
It's 25th. April 15th, everybody. XV is 15 in Roman numerals.
Yeah, that's Chad. He's putting a lot of work into it. He's tweeting about it every day. I know it's in honor of his father who passed last year. So it means, like I said, it means so much to Chad, and that makes it mean so much more to us. So yeah. April 15th, X5. Whatever it is, please come check out our show and have fun with us.
It seems like a great cause. I hope everyone there has a good time, and I will try to do more to promote that. But yeah, I wanted to ask about that. All right, go ahead, Jensen.
Okay, well, it was kind of off topic, but kind of back to GCW just a little bit, because you know, I know you're having a lot of fun doing those shows, and the last time I saw you in person was at GCW at Center Stage in Atlanta. Yep. Do you have any GCW stories that you want to tell us about? Or just like, you know, IRL stories, like from, because the thing about these GCW shows that makes it so much fun for me isn't just the wrestling. It's like when you show up, it's like everyone's talking to each other and they're trying to find out where everyone's at. And like, there's like, just like a lot going on. Like, so it's like, I show up and I start, you know, and even like I'm in on some of these at this point where like I'm like, wrestlers are like, yo, where are you at? And I'm like, what? And they're like, yo, parking deck or like whatever. You're like, just start like, it's like people are just like all over the place. But it's so much fun being at those shows. I know you said you've had a great experience doing those. Do you have any I guess any stories of just like hanging out at these shows that you want to talk about?
I mainly kick it with Jordan Oliver, Cole Radrick. I'm trying to think, man, like, the Center Stage, that was really cool. That was my first GCW weekend. I had called the show the night before with Dave Prazak up in Charlotte the first time. I think it was the first time there in Charlotte. But I'm in awe of this man. I don't know what I'm doing like here with Dave Prazak. So that was not my best commentary night. I know that, like, looking back on it, I should have, I should have been in there more with him. But again, I'm at the show. Like, it's that weird thing where you're like, you're kind of walking up to, you know, to take a swing at the pitch, and you're looking around going, oh snap, like, I'm here. So that show, the Center Stage show, was where I feel like I arrived for GCW. Prazak liked my commentary that night. What was cool about that show was we actually accidentally got Dusty Rhodes' old office as a locker room. Like, behind Center Stage, there's all these old rooms, right? There's just, you know, offices and whatnot. So everybody kind of had theirs picked out. So me, Brett, Campbell was with us. Us three for sure. I want to say Cole may have been. I think Cole was with us too. The four of us kind of just took this room and we're chilling. And I don't know how, you know, there for a little bit. And sure enough, Brett Lauderdale kind of comes in very like serious-like. So I'm thinking already like, oh, the new guy, I messed up. I did something bad. He comes in all serious and he looks at all four of us and he goes, did you guys know this is Dusty Rhodes' old office? And we went, no. And he's like, well, it is. And he just walked out. He just walked out. So we all look at each other and we look at Cole, who, you know, Cole's the only GCW regular. It's like, do we have to move? And Cole's like, no, we're fine. Like, but that was that, like, me and Brett and Campbell all were like, he's going to tell us we can't be in here. But we definitely got to kick it in Dusty's old office. I mean, we went out, like, you know, partook in some things that may not be legal in every state. That happened a few times this weekend as well. It's just, man, it's not so much craziness as much as it is just kind of that, like, that brotherhood or whatever, you know, you want to call it, that familyhood, like Emil's Emil's one that he always hooks me up and helps me out, and you know, that's really cool.
Yeah, Emil's the man for sure. And he actually does the intro for this show now. It's his voiceover. Yeah, you gotta see the I edited the little video that goes on top of it, and it's his introduction for us. Love
that. That's wild to me. Yeah. I used to watch him do CZW, and now he's like piping me up, dude. It's weird.
Yeah, dude, I see those tweets too when he'll talk about you and stuff. Yeah, I love it, man. And by the way, like that whole family atmosphere extends from like the wrestlers to the fans too.
Even at
center stage, it was one of the funniest things to me, because as I was leaving the show, you know how that parking deck, it's like this narrow little parking deck, but it goes like down, and it's connected, you know, to the building, and it's kind of hard to navigate in there or try to like, you can bump into other cars or stuff. It's kind of tight in there. And after the show is over, Nick Gage, Jordan Oliver, Cole Radrick, like the majority of the GCW roster, half of them are just like hanging out, doing their thing, you know, in the parking lot. Half of them are directing traffic. Half of them are high-fiving the fans on the way out. And it's just like, I don't know if like Brett told them, hey, make sure the fans have a good experience on the way out. Or they were just like, I can just see Nick Gage in the back being like, let's make sure these motherfuckers get home safe. You know, it's like, you know.
Dude, I can tell you a quick Gage story from this weekend. Two quick ones, actually. When I got there Saturday to Huntsville, Gage remembers me now. He rode with us from Charlotte to Atlanta on that center stage trip. And we took Nick Gage to Sonic for the first time. He had never heard of Sonic. They're not.
What? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
They're, oh, boy.
They're not very big up north. There's not many of them. So
I'm a fan, by the way. I like Sonic. So
yes. Oh, big same. So we whip into Sonic. There's not a lot open. You know, it's 11 or midnight. They're getting ready to close. And Gage, he looks at my wife and he goes, "What kind of food they got here?" And Haley's like, "Kind of everything. Like they got a pretty good menu." And Gage goes, "They got ice cream?" She's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "They got Reese's ice cream?" We're like, "Yeah." He's like, "I want one of those with whipped cream." So we got Nick Gage, like a Sonic Blast, and then the machines were down. We couldn't pay with cards, so we gave him, I think, like a 20, and I think it was like, you know, it's like, I forget how, she was going to give him a little bit of tip, but like a couple bucks back, and you know, it takes a couple minutes, and Gage is eating this big-ass ice cream, and he looks at Haley, and he goes, "They bring you your change yet?" She goes, "No, not yet." She's like eating her food. He goes, "You want me to go get it?" And we're like, "No, Gage, we'll give him a minute." But then the same thing, this Huntsville trip, he goes, "Hey, man, let me ask you something real quick." I was like, "Sure." He said, "What's up with that rocket? Like, if you've never been to Huntsville, there's a big-ass rocket you drive by. Like, it's this Rocket City, NASA, all that." And I go, "Yeah, Gage, like, it's, you know, it's a shoot rocket. Like, that thing is real." And he's like, "Can I walk right up to it and touch it?" I was like, "Bro, I think you can walk through it." And he gets all serious. He's like, "Man, I hope I have time to do that tomorrow." It was just like, what if this is so sick, dude? And then he just told me Jay Briscoe stories for like 15 minutes. Like, he is, like, you're right, though. Like, that's the GCW, like, energy that they want the fans going home every night. Like, that was the sickest show I've ever been to. I can't miss, like, anytime GCW's close, I got to go. And that's felt literally all through the back. Like, we talked during the show when the crowd's reacting to stuff, and it's just like, we got them, bro. They're having a good time. Like, this is what it's about.
If I don't write about anything else from this interview, I'm going to write the headline, "Nick Gage did not have Sonic until 2023. It's the first time he had Sonic.
2022 to make.
Okay. It was that good. Okay. So it was the Atlanta show.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It was the Atlanta show, but that's
technically 2022. Okay.
He was like, "Sonic," and we're like, "Oh my god, we get to introduce Nick Gage to Sonic, dude!"
Nick Gage orders Reese's,
Reese's Blast at Sonic.
Threatens to retrieve change.
Yeah, yeah. Want me to get your money back? And she's just like, "Not yet."
Could you imagine Nick Gage just like walking in there, like, "Where's my change?" Oh,
holding an ice cream cone.
And Ice was with us too. So it was going to be Nick Gage and Brett Eisen both like, "Give us that money." And they would be like, "Do you want the register too?" Like,
oh my God, the most intimidating two people ever, Brett Eisen and Nick Gage walking up to you. Man. Shout out to that match, by the way. That happened in SUP, but for the most
part. Yeah, bro, for real.
I knocked Nick Gage that day. I gave him some knocks as the way I was wearing a Brett Eisen t-shirt and knocked Nick Gage on the way into the ring as he was about to fight him. So
great match. Great moment.
Yes.
I'm going to move away from wrestling right quickly.
Okay. Let's go.
Give me your honest thoughts. Do not lie to me, Mose. We're friends. Where are the Los Angeles Lakers finishing this season?
They're going to make the playoffs. They're not going to go deep in the playoffs, I don't think, unless Anthony Davis. I don't trust Anthony Davis to be healthy anymore. I didn't really trust it coming into this year.
Dude, I've been watching a lot of basketball lately because I've been gambling on it a lot. That Bryant dude is legit. Bryant is
he's been playing really well.
Yeah.
He's not that Bryant, but he'll do.
Well, no, but no, of course. big shoes to fill having that name on the Lakers. I get that. But
yeah.
But no, like I take his over pretty often on the stuff that I'm on. And like that dude actually has some really good games. You know, I'm just throwing it out there. Like I actually can get into the basketball talk just a little bit now. I've been gambling so much on basketball that bought League Pass.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Why League Pass is a terrible operation. Don't give your money to them. It never works.
No, it works great on both of my devices, on both my TVs. I got the dual screen going with both the games. Got all my anyways. We're continuing with your Lakers. Sorry, I needed to jump in there to
No, man. If Anthony Davis could be healthy at all, I would say they could make a little bit of a run. But I'm going to say they make it to the playoffs, and that's as far as I'll go. I actually get to go. So my wife got us tickets. I'm going to get to go see the Lakers play the Grizz at the end of February. Yeah, next month, which is really sick. But the one thing that's kind of a bummer is he's probably going to break Kareem's record like a week. You know what I mean? Like it's going to be that close, like a week or two before I get to see him. So now I'm worried, like I'm going to go all the way to Memphis and it'll be like LeBron's not going to play today. Because for those that don't keep up, like, LeBron James, every game is like questionable. Every single game he is questionable.
Is it a back to back?
If it's a back to back, he's not. No, I don't think it's a back to back, but he's still like, there's been times he's still sat out. If it's not, so you just, I'm nervous. Like, I'm excited, but I'm nervous that like, that's going to be the game we get there. It's going to be like, so LeBron's going to sit out. And I'm like, well, I could see him on the bench, hopefully. Like something. But yeah, I'm going to say playoffs. A. Scott, Eric Royal, and me and him talk Lakers all the time. And Tyler Matrix. Tyler Matrix is a big Laker fan. So we got some Laker love going. That Grizz win a couple nights ago was pretty tight. I got to see the last little bit of that in the car. The bad news with all traveling I've been doing is, like, there was a stretch there I was like, I watched kind of every Laker game. But, like, here lately, last couple weeks, I'm watching more highlights than anything. And they've been winning some, so maybe I may keep that up for a minute and see if we can get a run going.
They got the Clippers tonight, and that's obviously pretty.
And pretty so that's the one team LeBron James hasn't scored 40 points on. So I'm just, in the whole league. So maybe tonight's the night.
I got good news for you. The Memphis game, February 28th, I believe is the one you're going to. It's not a back to back. And they actually play my Thunder the next night. So good chance he probably plays first game, sits out second game. So it feels like you get to see him. I hope you get to see him.
I'm not a thoughts and prayers guy at all, but I will take all the thoughts and prayers to get to see LeBron James play live. That's like, I think I've been watching him play since he was, God, probably a junior or whatever, because we, you know, we're so close to Ohio. Like, I kept hearing like, who is this kid they keep talking about?
He played against my wife's high school team. He came in there and just beat the shit out of them. Yeah. Because, I mean, their team wasn't very good. But, yes, she grew up around the area, and so she played or she didn't play. But sick. She went to the high school. They came in there when he was in high school and just, you know, destroyed, dropped, I'm sure, like 40 on him and everything.
See, that's one of those weird, like, I think I was like 15 or 16. He's a few years older than me, so it's like, I don't think I could have just drove myself to go play, watch him play in high school, but that's one that, like, I wish it had annoyed one of my parents more to take me, because that's like, I mean, I've kept up with that guy literally through it all. Like, I'm such a big LeBron James fan. He's one that, like, I know he's hated. I get it. It's cool. I hate players. Y'all like to. It's fine. But he's just, he helps the community a lot. He's not really been in drama. Like, he's just a good dude, it seems. And just love watching him play basketball. So, yeah, hopefully that works. That's a bucket list thing to see him live. So we'll see. And, hey, I'm not going to lie. Like, seeing Ja Morant live would be pretty tight too, bro.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. And, I mean, the Grizz are good this year. They're
Good. Yeah. I mean, that's – I hear it a lot, bro, where I'm at. Like, I wear my Laker – I wear my Waker stuff sometime now, and I get kind of like the looks I get when I wear Notre Dame stuff around these parts. It's like, you're not rooting UT or Bama? What is this?
I'm going to be actually go to a Hawks game on February 9th at night.
Okay, so you, Steven Jensen. Yeah. There we go.
I was offered.
Look at this.
My brother, I'm very lucky. My brother trains a guy in his gym that, like, he's like his personal trainer for this dude. And this guy has like a really good, well, his dad is like, I guess, pretty high up in the organization. He just gives my brother tickets like whenever he wants to go to games. And I never really take him up on it. And now I've like gotten really into it. And I'm like, okay, yeah, start telling me when we can go to games. And I almost went the other night. I passed it up. Charlotte was in town. And I was, the only reason I didn't go is because – so I now have two favorite players in the NBA.
Oh, okay.
Okay? This is – you got to keep in mind, I have not watched since, like, Kevin Garnett was playing. You know what I mean? Like, I was, like, completely out for pretty much since the early 2000s. So it's been, like, 20 years. Okay, the only reason I didn't go to the Charlotte game because one of my two favorites, LaMelo Ball, is injured.
Nice.
And I couldn't go. That kid, I love watching that kid play basketball. Like, he's just fun. For whatever reason, I've become a LaMelo fan. I have one of his little Funko Pops, just got it in the mail. I'm thinking about getting his slime shoes. I'm all in on LaMelo Ball. Also, the other guy, I think the best player in the whole league is Joel Embiid. That dude, I can't believe a guy his size can just pull up with threes like that. He shoots from all over the court and he's bigger than everybody. He's a little slow, like, in comparison, but like no one can stop him. It's just fascinating. Yeah. And James Harden, the way it's funny because James Harden can take over if he needs to, but most of the game, he just gives the ball to the whole team, just giving the ball to Embiid all game. And he's just putting up points and rebounds and points and rebounds all game. So I have two favorite players, LaMelo Ball and Joel Embiid, for those of you out there keeping track of my basketball fandom as it grows here. So
I can't wait to see this list grow.
Yes.
What a
tangent. I like LeBron too a lot too. Like, when LeBron goes off, like, it's really impressive to watch him put up like 50 points on a team. It's insane. So
you strike me as a Luka guy. I gotta be honest.
I do like Luka Doncic as well. The thing with him that's so impressive is he doesn't look athletic. He looks like kind of like this pudgy dude, right? And he just goes out there and just he just shoots better than everybody. I think he's probably the best shot in the whole league. Some of those guys are, I mean, but I'm starting to realize, like, Joker and all these dudes, like, in like how some of these just, like, elite, crazy, athletic dudes that the game's changed a lot since I watched it. It's a lot less physical, but like they're a lot better shooters. I wish there wasn't as many foul calls, but it's I've made this into an NBA podcast.
Oh, I'm so excited for Jensen's same NBA journey. It's so same, yeah. It's so great. Mo's last one. We'll get you out of here. I feel like every time we talk, you've been in a different setting. So,
yes.
Coolest thing in your room.
Oh man, coolest thing in this room. Oh, actually, I'd say the coolest thing right now. I got a Chainsaw Charlie Elite over here.
Oh, nice! I saw that posted online the other day.
Yeah, I got that through eBay. I got a good price on it. Like, really wanted it. That might be the coolest thing in here. I also have, I think it's in here. Yeah, it's over there behind me. I'm working on it. It's not done yet. Otherwise I'd show it off. I've got the DeLorean, the Back to the Future Lego DeLorean. I'm like, nice. My wife got me that for Christmas. Those two are pretty sick, I'm not gonna lie. I had to wait my stickers. Really, she got me this DeLorean. No stickers in the box Lego. So, I got to a point where it's like, it needs stickers, but if I keep building, I'm going to have to stickers came in while I was in Bama, and I can finally finish this sick DeLorean and post a picture, hopefully, this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, the last thing that I have is, you just kind of, if you want to elaborate just a little bit on Haley, your wife, man, like, she's like, right there with you for so much of this, dude. Like, I've always seen her either at the shows with you or tweeting about the shows or retweeting stuff about the shows. I mean, what's it like having a wife that's like just ultra supportive like that?
It's it makes everything better because we get to experience this all together. Like she's not a big wrestling fan. She likes death matches. She likes kind of flippy boy stuff. She likes watching, you know, Jordan and Nick, East West. So she really goes more for the people. Like she likes hanging out with, you know, with Billy Stark's mom, with Kick-Ass Becky. She's made a couple friends. So that's really cool for her. It's awesome because it is, man. Like she runs door for us at KOBK shows. I trust her with anything. You know, nights like Friday, right? I call a big show with Dylan for action. I'm exhausted. Like, she drives the 3 hours to Bama, to the B&B. Like, we both traveled a lot growing up. We both were in cars a lot growing up, whether it be family vacations, whatever. So we both are like, we just like being on the road. That was another thing that we kind of bonded over when we first started dating. It was like, we'll just go to Atlanta, you know, for a Braves game, or we'll go to this weird museum in the Midwest, or I don't know. Like we like to travel. So having her, I couldn't do it without her. Like I said it before, I wouldn't be here on this planet probably without her and Brett Eisen in my corner. She goes for the food too. That's the thing about Haley. The thing about Haley is she's going to find the best food wherever we are. Like guaranteed. Anybody listening, if you need food, like if you're on traveling, you want to know where to eat, holler at her. She found like this really awesome soul food place this weekend. She goes with me to action. She goes to action shows to eat at this Asian fusion place next door that's delicious. Like Haley's the goat. Haley, I could do another hour just on, she supports my figgies. Like there'll be times she'll just, I'll get in the car and she'll be like, I went to Target while you were doing commentary or whatever and like found this. So yeah, man, she's to quote Robert Stark's Bellamy, I suck. Haley's the goat. And he's right.
I remember the last time we talked to you, you were in the car and you're like, oh yeah, she just went to Target and got this figure. As someone who loves love, I love your love for your wife. That is fantastic to me.
I couldn't do it without her, man. Like I think maybe like one or two trips total in all these years has she not been with me. Like when I went to Jersey for settlement series this last time, she couldn't go because she had to help. She had to help house sit for folks. So I mean, she's always there. Like you said, supportive as it gets. Quiet, but she's got some zingers. She loves to make fun of Adam Priest. Her and Adam Priest, when Adam Priest sees me now, he goes, "Where's my friend at?" Like he ain't even worried about me. He wants to talk to Haley. So, yeah, shout out Haley. I can't wait for her to find out we talked about her this much. She's gonna be like, "Why?"
I have one more. I gotta do it because we talked about
it.
When is Cody Rhodes, KOB Cody, coming to the promotion?
I gotta talk to my connects at the Nightmare Factory. But if I can do, I will call the show KOB Cody if we can get him. Don't you worry. Don't you worry.
That is a complete. Jensen came up with that. I'm not taking credit for that.
Yeah, I did come up with KOB Cody.
Off air, we were joking around about it.
Gold.
So I'm gonna have to sneak that one in there. Bose, thank you as always.
Hey, you know. You know, man, I've been doing a little bit of commentary work with CDW, Nightmare Factory.
Oh, if Cody shows up, Jensen has got to be there. This is like the biggest thing in the world, if Jensen calling a Cody match. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
I got you.
Mose, let everybody know where they can find you at.
Please follow me on Twitter at Mose KOBK. Follow at KOBK Fed for all KOBK LLC news, show news. We're going to be dropping some matches and some whatnot for this year. We'll be crowning a new champion. The killer weight champion will be crowned the end of this year. So please, KOBK Fed, most KOBK for all your KOBK news.
Guys, go watch KOBK Sold Out 2. It's on IWTV. Please. Use the code Fight Talk if you're signing up for IWTV. Mo said it. I've said it. It's like an hour and 16 minutes. matches are very fun. If you just like good, digestible, just kind of out of the box wrestling, it's a fantastic show. And again, you don't have to sit there for 3 hours and just invest your entire day in it. Go check it out. Go support. We appreciate that when Mo's is always on here with us.
Please.
And guys, thank you. Thank you for watching. We'll be right back here on the Spotlight.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.